couldn't believe it. Mm. Walked away saying, I think that was the most perfect headline set I'd ever seen. It was just unbelievable.
So good, wasn't it?
So, you can see Coldplay at Wembley Stadium in London on the 4th of September. If you've seen them before, you know how good they are. If you've never been, it is one that you have to tick off the bucket list. So, to win these tickets, Mr. Dominic Byrne is going to play an instrumental rendition of a well-known song by Coldplay, and all you have to do is correctly guess the track. So it's going to be on essentially your organ.
Yes, it is.
You're going to be playing it.
I'm going to do that right now.
So in your own time, Dominic Byrne, would you please... Oh, yeah, fire it up.
Go fire up. I'm amazed it's lasted till Friday, by the way.
Yeah, have we checked the batteries?
Yeah, it sounds a little bit... It's going a bit, isn't it?
Right. You're going to be halfway through and it's going to go, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
So what Coldplay song is Dominic Byrne playing for you this morning?
Oh, bad start. Here we go. You ready?
Already. I don't remember that happening at
Glastonbury. That was the pressure.
Chris Martin going, hello, Glastonbury. Yeah. Oh, bad start. I pressed the wrong keys there,
I'm a confidence player.
I'm so sorry. I pressed the wrong keys.
Here we go. Apart from the laughing in the middle.
Yeah.
Pitch perfect.
Pretty good.
Actually, pretty good.
Sorry, Glastonbury, I made a couple of mistakes, but I think you get the gist.
Where's Chris Martin from?
Why is he Donald Trump? Why is he Donald Trump?
Trump.
Great festival. Great performance, Dominic Byrne. Okay. will you do it for us again?
Yeah, without the laughing. Oh, yeah.
I can't guarantee there won't be any laughing.
Okay. But it's when I laugh, that's bad, isn't it? Let me turn my microphone off and just the keyboard one on.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful performance. Great performance.
Thank you, Donald.
You're very welcome. So, to win tickets... Can you name the Coldplay song that Dom was playing? Was it A, Speed of Sound, or was it B, Fix You? Text the word WIN followed by your answer to 83936. That is WIN and either A or B to 83936. So was it A, Speed of Sound, or was it B, Fix You? You've got the length of the next track I'm going to play, which is the new one from Blossoms. After that, we will close the lines and select a correct answer at random from all the entries to win. Text will cost your standard network rate. You've got to be 18 or over and in the UK to enter. All the T's and C's are at radiox.co.uk. Thank you, Dominic.
You're more than welcome.
Win with Radio X.
Great performance. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful performance. Right, Blossoms have treated us to another track. They don't stop, these guys. They're back with The Honeymoon from Blossoms on Radio X.
Maybe that's why I'm distant, 'cause my dad worked away. I've done some self-reflection, some things to contemplate. My confidence is fading, I think I've lost my power. You look better than ever, I could watch you for hours. this place. You got into coffee weirdly quite late. You grind my gears, we're not the same. The same doesn't matter, I'm not afraid.
Blossoms the honeymoon on Radio X. So the lines are now closed. So if you want to win Coldplay tickets, you need to keep an eye on your phone. But if you correctly guessed which song Dominic Byrne was playing on the piano, then very well done. I have to say, Dom, I actually thought some of your finest work.
I think it was the best of the week.
That's best. A little bit like winning Miss Norfolk, isn't it?
It is a little bit. Morning, everyone in Norfolk.
Emma says, smashed it, Dom.
Thanks very much.
However, Ben says, I just want to say thank you, Dom. That brought a tear to my eye. My nan has been in a wheelchair for a few years now, but she finally stood up today and turned the radio off, so thank you.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Ben.
Jake says, that's incredible, Dom. Despite being very much alive and well, you actually managed to make Chris Martin turn in his grave.
It was note perfect.
It was, actually, fine. It was. There was a little bit of laughter in the middle.
Yeah. You know, that's what I bring.
Right, 7:37, Friday morning. Keep an eye on your phone. You could be winning tickets to see Coldplay.
Radio X. With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Don't miss up to 50% in Dunelm's Easter event with cracking discounts on thousands of products from curtains to bedding, mattresses and beds, dining furniture, paint and so much more. But hurry, Dunelm's Easter event ends Monday. Save up to 50% in store and online now with free click and collect in as little as 2 hours at Dunelm. The home of homes. Terms and conditions apply.
Bring your pensions together into one easy-to-manage online plan with PensionBee. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
EasyJet's Big Orange Sale has landed. And even better, it's just in time for summer. Book now and get up to 20% off flights. EasyJet. Get out there. Selected dates. Book by 11 p.m. the 6th of the 5th, 25. Flights one way. T's and C's apply.
At NutriCircle.co.uk, we're rescuing surplus protein products from the big brands you love and letting you have them for up to 60% off RRP. With massive savings on brands like Grenade, MyProtein, Huel, Misfits and Clif Bar. Plus, at NutriCircle, you'll get a free gift when you spend £40. Elevate your workout, not your spending. Start saving now at NutriCircle.co.uk. Brands and stocks may vary.
You could be £10,000 richer just in time for summer. Enter now at winplus.co.uk. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
When you switch to Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband, you do nothing. Literally nothing. We'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth broadband and smooth switching. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Visit virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fibre areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
Johnny Vaughan.
Picture day in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
The king having a beer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, yeah? That's what a king should do. Rather than naffing off to the Commonwealth the whole time, just a big pub crawl.
John, he's got a driver.
She's also got a few quid, so we can really keep a lot of those local pubs afloat.
I'm just thinking about this guy. He's got a real train,
yep.
And he's got that, but also, do you know what they should add to it? The Royal Camper Van.
The Clock Off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. This afternoon from 4. With British Airways Holidays. Choose from
from over 40 European destinations from London Gatwick.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
The Chris Moyle Show with Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Too long, the songs on the radio sound the same. Everybody just looks the same. But then last night was so much fun. And now your sheets are dirty, the streets are dirty too. But you never look back over what you've done. Remember when you were young, you'd lose yourself in the morning. You know we won't remember a thing. In the morning, you know it's gonna be alright. Well, the boy can't help it, it's not his fault. Just a dangerous, dangerous age. Then every night's still so much fun. And you're still out there, darling, clinging on to the wrong ideas. But I never regret anything I've done. Remember when you were young, you'd lose yourself. In the morning, you know you won't remember a thing. In the morning, you know it's gonna be alright.
People wanting Coldplay tickets this morning, and I'm not surprised. Especially if you heard Dominic Byrne's rendition of Coldplay and went, God, you know, I love music.
Yeah.
Maybe people that had actually fallen out of love with music.
Absolutely. I've gotten back into it.
You've rekindled their passion.
It brought something out in me as well.
It did.
I felt.
I saw it leave you, actually.
Yeah, it's still, it'll never come back. That's the worry.
So, we're giving away tickets to Coldplay at Wembley Stadium in London. Doesn't get much bigger than that. So earlier on, I played you. Dominic Byrne played you. Sorry, I tried to steal your thunder there.
Oh, yeah, please don't.
I can only apologise. Dominic Byrne played you Coldplay on a children's keyboard, which I think rather cruelly producer Harry has labelled in front of me Dom's Coldplay keyboard attempt.
Oh, Harry Wounder.
So this is how it went. apart from the end.
They don't do that in the original.
And the time you laughed in the middle.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
We were discussing off air the fact that you maybe did it slightly quicker.
Right.
Than Coldplay. And Dom's response was, well, maybe they need to just bring it down a little bit.
Exactly. Too hectic.
So, you had to guess which track it was. And it was, of course... A Speed of Sound. So well done if you got that correct. That means you've done the first part. But are you going to win these tickets? Are you going to see Coldplay at Wembley Stadium in London in September? Well done too. On line one, Hayley, are you there?
Hi, hello.
Hello, Hayley.
Hello.
You just want tickets to Coldplay. Oh.
No way. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, that's made my Friday.
I'm glad. Hey, it's only early. Your Friday could get even better from here on out.
Yeah.
If this is 7:45 in the morning. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Oh, thank you so much.
You're
that's
so
amazing.
Welcome. What are you doing today, Hayley? Where are you at the minute?
I'm on New Bond Street in London at the moment.
Oh, doing what?
Yeah, I'm picking up my violin so I can teach lots of children how to play violin today.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Such a wholesome call.
Yes!
Oh, thank you, I try.
Yes! Is that what you do for a living?
Yeah, teach and play. So, yeah, music is in the blood.
What is going on this week with our winners? The nicest people in the world.
Yes. Wow. If next time Chris does a competition, he's going to get somebody who goes, I hate kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's amazing, Hayley. Oh, that's very nice. So you're stood outside the shop waiting to get your new violin, are you?
No, my one. I've left it... Yeah, we had an event last night in a store, so I left my violin here overnight. I didn't want to carry it home.
Oh, right. I thought you meant like you're just forgetful.
No, well, I am. I've left it on a few trains, but...
well, the good thing about if you leave a violin on the train, Dom, is that, the violin can't go anywhere, can it?
Exactly, captive.
Well, hey, that's amazing. I'm really pleased that you've won these tickets. That's wonderful. Have you seen Coldplay before?
No, I've never have. We tried to get tickets and it was quite stressful.
You're going to love it.
I'm sure lots of people found fit in.
Oh, well done.
Yeah,
well,
I can't wait. It's amazing.
Oh, it's going to be one of the most special gigs you've ever been to. And who are you going to take with you?
I'll have to take my boyfriend, Lee.
Don't say you have to take.
No. With pleasure. No, he's standing down the street staring at me on the phone. He's listening to the radio.
You meant to say, I'm really looking forward to taking my boyfriend.
I cannot wait to take him with me.
As a fellow musician, Hayley, because I think we're both musicians. How did you rate my performance there?
I would have given it a solid 8 out of 10.
Thank you very much. I'll tell you that from a violinist. Yeah.
Not bad.
Thank you, Hayley.
It was good, especially, with a kid's keyboard. I think you did a stellar job.
Thank you, Hayley.
Would you like Dominic Byrne to teach the kids that you teach?
Yes, I think that would be a great collaboration.
Thanks, Tobes. You're welcome.
Yeah. They'd enjoy the energy for sure.
Thank you. I provide energy if nothing else.
Kids, don't copy his piano, but just copy the energy.
Just the energy he brings.
That's all that matters, isn't it?
Oh, Hayley, well, bless you. Enjoy Coldplay in September. Have the most amazing time, and I'm really pleased you won it. And good luck getting your violin back.
Thank you so much. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Hayley. Cheers. Win with Radio X. That is single-handedly the best collection of radio winners.
So, Tuesday, who did we have? It was a trainee doctor. And then Wednesday?
Something in... Oh, customer services for women who were giving birth.
Giving birth. And yesterday...
Teacher.
Yeah, and now a music teacher for children. It's just so wholesome.
The things we've done for the next generation this week.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing, To the naked eye, just a guy playing a children's keyboard.
But
in reality,
dig a little further.
Yeah, sowing seeds for future generations that planet Earth will be reaping for millennia.
Said, hi, how you doing? You smiled at me, and girl, you're tired of doing me. I said, come on, let's dance. We've gotta take our chance. You whispered in my ear, you wanna get out of here. Can you feel it? Rocking the city. Ah, yeah. Straight out of nowhere, like a fist. Can't resist you, oh no. Just wanna touch ya, stand up, knock me right off my feet. Hearts and beats, hearts and beats, hearts and beats. Let's spend the night together. Heart beating so fast as you tear my shirt off. This girl I saw around town, well now she's going down. Stuck on a losing streak, I think you've turned around. Can you feel it? Rocking the city. Ah, yeah. Straight out of nowhere, like a fist. Can't resist you, oh no. I'll tell you something. You know I love ya. I just wanna touch ya. Stand up, knock me right off. No, I've never known a night like this. Can't believe it. You're so hard to beat, hard to beat. Drive me crazy, my beautiful baby. Let's spend the whole day right here together. You know I love ya, I just wanna touch ya. Stand up, knock me right off my feet.
You're listening to The Chris Moyle Show with Toby Tarrant, because we couldn't afford to pay Johnny Vaughan to get up this early. Radio X.
In their eyes is the place that you find. You discover that you love it here. You've got to stay on this rock, not a rock. An island on which you found a lover, then you twitch. You feel that itch in your petticoat. Your pretty, pretty petticoat. Then you smiled, he got wild. You didn't understand that there's money to be made. Beauty is a card that must get played by organization. But ooh la, she was such a good girl to me. But ooh la, we'll just cheer her up, spot her out. Begin to love it.
a hard life to live, so live it well. I'll be your friend, not to pretend. I know you, girl. In all situations, but ooh, she was such a good girl to me.
Radio X, it's nearly 8 o'clock. Well done to Hayley, who won Coldplay tickets. Jamie says, Toby, you find all the classy Chris Moyles listeners, which is strange because you're trash. It's true. I don't know what happens.
They're all really, like, wholesome, good people.
Yes.
Amazing.
It's amazing. Mm. I know, because I always thought our listeners were, you know, the lowest of the low.
Of course.
But it turns out some of them aren't. Now, producer Big Si, can I reveal what else we can do this morning? Yes, ooh. I can. So, I can now tell you that if you missed out on all the tickets we've given away this week and you're sat there going, oh man, I wanted to go to those gigs. Well, I'm very excited to say that Kelly Jones is joining us after 8 o'clock and, very kindly, he has given us some Stereophonics tickets to give away.
Thank you, Kelly.
So we have got Stereophonics tickets to give away. Your chances to go to a gig are not over for the week. And then I've got an hour of music from 9 o'clock, which I'm very excited about. But yes, Kelly Jones on the way.
Radio X.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
X.
So, are Santex exterior paints really rain-resistant?
Yes.
And sun-resistant?
Of course.
And dirt-resistant?
You betcha.
And rain-resistant?
You've already said rain.
Yeah. Well, this is the UK, isn't it?
With up to 15 years trusted durability, protect your home from all Mother Nature throws at it with Santex. View our full exterior range and find your nearest stockist at santexpaints.com. Santex. If it's outside, we've got it covered.
The earthquakes in Myanmar have been catastrophic and survivors urgently need support. Please help now. Visit dec.org.uk to donate. Thank you.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our May draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 30th of April. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
How would you like to be a Win Plus winner? Enter now to win huge cash prizes and loads more at winplus.co.uk. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11am and 4pm. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
Oh, Steve, you're in a pickle.
Yes, Mrs. Jenkins, I will look after your house while you're away.
But right now, lunchtime spicy burrito is making a spectacular comeback. If heartburn hits, have the Rennie ready.
It neutralizes 99% of excess acid in just 60 seconds for fast heartburn relief. Rennie Peppermint. Always read the label.
Get your own UK-based account manager, a beekeeper, for support with Pension Bee. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Just after 8 o'clock on your Friday morning, Toby Tarrant in for Chris Moyles. This is the latest from Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, water executives could face up to 2 years in prison if they cover up illegal sewage spills. Ministers say the new laws coming into force this morning will ensure bosses face consequences if they commit crimes. The Undertone singer and now water campaigner Fergal Sharkey spoke to us last month.
This industry is completely out of control and completely unmanageable. And indeed, government and the regulatory system is simply not displayed the ability or the ambition and desire to take control of this.
Meanwhile, a report from the UK spending watchdog says public confidence in water companies is at an all-time low. It's after a decade of declining standards and record levels of pollution. In other news, new peace talks will take place between Russian officials and the US special envoy later. Yesterday, Donald Trump issued a rare criticism of Vladimir Putin after a deadly airstrike on Kyiv killed 12 people. Heads of state and royalty are arriving in Rome today ahead of the Pope's funeral tomorrow. Tens of thousands of people have been filing past his open casket. And researchers claim the effects of smoking, drinking and not exercising enough start to be felt by the age of 36. A study has found stopping those behaviours around then can prevent years of ill health down the line.
Sport.
Chris Eubank Jr. has opened up on his fractured relationship with his famous father ahead of tomorrow's boxing showdown with Conor Benn. The pair clash at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, with Benn promising to inflict pain on his opponent. But Eubank Jr. says nothing will be as hurtful as losing the bond with his dad.
A man I idolised for my entire life. He doesn't speak to me. We haven't spoken for years. And he thinks I'm a disgrace. These things are what pain is to me.
Jamie Vardy insists he may be 38 years old, but still has the desire and ambition to achieve more. The Leicester striker, who's leaving the club at the end of the season, is now four games away from his 500th appearance for the recently relegated Premier League side.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
Bit of rain for Northern Ireland and Western Scotland. Elsewhere should be dry, bright and sunny. Temperatures up to around 16 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much, Dominic Byrne. Thank you. Yeah, it's a Nepo baby bloodbath.
Yes.
On Saturday.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to the Eubank Benn fight. Got a mate coming around to watch it at my place. And it's going to be a shame watching them beat each other up because they get along so well at the Nepo Baby Conference.
Well, exactly. I bet they're the stars of the show.
They are, but
who's going to win for you? Who's edging it?
I don't... I feel like Ben is younger and a bit hungrier.
Mm-hmm.
If Eubank turns up and he's... It's not just a big payday.
Right.
I think Eubank will be too good for him. But I've... Don't know, I think Ben's younger and hungrier. Depends which Eubank turns up, I'd say.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
By the way, I mean which, by that I mean which version of Chris Eubank.
Not his dad.
Yeah, well, exactly. Here comes Jill Eubank. Oh, I don't like her chances.
Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
She hasn't trained at all. She's 79. Okay, Friday morning. Yes, we just gave away some Coldplay tickets, but now I can exclusively reveal that we've got Stereophonics tickets to give away.
Yeah.
And Kelly Jones is joining us in the studio. I've never done that before. I don't think I've ever given away tickets with the band or artist with us in the studio.
Yeah.
This is all very, very exciting. This is a Radio X first. Yeah, love Kelly Jones. The new album's beautiful, by the way. I listened to it this morning. Right, Kasabian, Empire on Radio X.
Too much information. Well, I said you come for a fair. Come out to the back. I said, Jamie, let's go for something. Guess I better send you now. Guess I better be your last. Singing for your questions, but you stole all my answers. Too much entertainment. Drunk my nights out on the corner. Tell me that you see the ghost. I tell you what to fear the most.
Is a big cricket fan, and this morning he's going to be bowling you over with some light jokes and hitting you for six with some great indie music. How's that for good entertainment? This is the Chris Moyle Show with Toby Tarrant, Radio X.
This is the beginning of it, SDI Live. You better stop moving like you're running out of time. Realization coming over your mind that it should be a canter. If you could just find the answer, you know it could be a canter. If you're just a wee bit less of a male than half of the time. This is the beginning of the rest of your life. You better start grafting, cause you're running out of time. The roof is on fire and it's raining outside. But it should be a canter. If you could just find the answer, you know it could be a canter. If you're just a wee bit less of a male than half of the time. Because the hardest part of the game
isn't even playing the game. It's caring enough to care about the things that you're doing. Oh, and so we cry in shame. You're running out of time. The river's on fire and it's raining outside. But it should be a kind of, if you could just find the answer. You know it could be a kind of, if you're just a wee bit less of a male than half of the time. They tell you it's no easy, they tell you that it's hard, they tell you it's impossible to mend a broken heart. The lead role in a tragedy, pretending that it's art. It's hard to see the finish when you don't know where to start. I could write a stanza and put you in a song, detail all the times when you were right and I was wrong. Flashbacks to the only place I felt like I belong. You'll never be a king when you're acting like a pawn. This part of the game isn't even playing the game. It's caring enough to care about playing the game. Oh, it's so we cry in shame.
Jerry Cinnamon, Cancer. I'm so excited to play cricket tomorrow. Is that sad? I think this is the most excited I've ever been about anything ever.
Weather's going to be good as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice day for it. First pre-season friendly. Well, that reminded me, because if we win, we sing the team song.
Ah, which is that for broadcast?
It is. It's been passed down for generations.
Okay.
Yeah. And then,
can we hear a bit or not?
Pardon?
Can we hear a little bit of the team song?
Cheer, boys, cheer, we are for Stoke. Now we're on the road to victory. We'll beat them all around, on our own or any ground, if they'll only give us a fair and honest game. So, 1, 2, 3, the Stoke boys are we. 4, 5, 6. It's like that. It's very, everybody, normally naked.
Yeah, normally naked.
Well, we're in the changing room, aren't we?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, not in the middle of the pitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Normally a room of 11 naked men.
Yeah.
Chanting, and this isn't a euphemism, hammering a stump on the ground, usually.
Well, it's an exciting game.
Yeah, and if you're playing an away dressing room, hammer on their wall.
Do you?
Whilst you're celebrating.
Right.
To really wind them up.
They wouldn't like that.
No, because they do. It's just, they do it to us as well when they beat us.
That would make them cross.
But also then, the first song we put on after the team song is always Jerry Cinnamon Canter.
Oh, is it?
And we all sing to that as well.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. You know the bit where it sort of kicks in? Dun, dun, yes. Dun, dun. Just imagine 11 naked men jumping up and down.
Oh, I can now.
And that's what you've got.
Oh, is he a big cricket fan, Jerry Cinnamon?
I don't think so.
Why that song?
I don't think so. But Jerry, if you're listening, just know that every other Saturday, 11 naked men dance to your music in a small field in Surrey. Now,
so random.
Now, very, very exciting news. Actually, there's a couple of texts I want to read out first. Hello, could you please wish my boyfriend Michael a very happy 40th birthday today? He loves the show, so he'll be buzzing to hear this. Thank you so much. And Sarah, happy birthday, Michael. And Oscar, hi, Toby and the team. As you're doing so much good for the world this week, thank you.
I'm glad it's been appreciated, actually.
It's not why we do it, but thank you very much.
Yeah, bonus.
Perhaps you could advocate Oscar Bus for head boy, as I've applied to be head boy, and I should be head boy at my school, at St. Oscar Romero in Goring. I trust I can rely on your vote. Thank you, says Oscar.
You've got my vote, Oscar.
Got my vote.
Absolutely. That's the way to do it.
So,
infiltrate a national radio station. Perfect.
Genius. So presumably this will be in September. He's probably applying now.
I guess, yeah.
To be named head boy for the start of next year.
Yeah.
Well, if you're listening, St. Oscar Romero in Goring, I just want to say that Oscar Bus should definitely be head boy.
Yeah, if you appoint anybody else, you've made a terrible mistake.
Let's put it this way, appoint somebody else and see what happens.
Absolutely, yeah.
I dare you.
You'll reap the consequences of that.
You absolutely will. Yeah. So, Oscar, best of luck, buddy. Come back to us, Oscar. Let us know how it all goes. When am I next on Breakfast? Maybe in July-ish?
Yeah. There might be another round of voting before then.
Yeah, we'll get the campaign going. Don't you worry, Oscar. Don't you worry. So, if you're just joining us, we gave away Coldplay tickets earlier, and then we announced that we have got Stereophonics tickets to give away. Kelly Jones is joining us in just a sec for a chat, and very kindly has gone, do you want some Stereophonics tickets? We'd love some Stereophonics tickets. Now, Dom, you do know what this means, don't you?
Yeah, I do. It's dawning on me as we talk about this.
How do you feel about this?
Well, I've met Kelly quite a few times. Mm-hmm. Love Kelly. I've given him a piggyback. I've never played a children's keyboard of one of his songs whilst he is sat next to me.
Because it's going to be...
That's a first.
Well, we've never done this before, so we're giving away tickets whilst, you know, the band or artist is there.
Yeah.
So whilst Kelly's there.
Mm.
I'm also... Our record of the week is Stereophonics, so at some point I'm going to have to give his new single a big sell front of Stereophonics.
Exactly.
But nothing compared to the fact that you are going to have to play one of his songs
next to Kelly Jones. I'm not game to do it.
No, I think it's better that you do it.
Right.
Kelly Jones is joining us. The Wombats Can't Say No, Radio X.
Come and steal a car with me and we'll drive it to Berlin. Just show me the dotted line. You know I'll sign it every time. Build a boat out of some leaves and set sail for the Far East. I dream of the trouble we'll get in. How do you say help in Mandarin? And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all, you know. I can't say no. Doing everything we can to increase the noise, and we don't care if it's trash that fills the void, you know. I can't say no. A hearse, steal some cash from your mother's purse and sign her up for a Ponzi scheme. She'll be rich in cheap face cream. Throw a bender in a cemetery, bribe the dead to leave us be, and summon the demons that we repress. Swallow a shot glass, then get undressed.
Everybody idea just feels exactly like a great idea.
And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all, you know. I can't say no. Doing everything we can to increase the noise, and we don't care if it's trash that fills the void, you know.
The Wombats Can't Say No on Radio X. It's Friday morning, and Friday means that there are new albums to enjoy. And this morning, Stereophonics have released their 13th studio album, which is called Make 'em Laugh, Make 'em Cry, Make 'em Wait. And I'm very excited to say that we have got Kelly Jones of Stereophonics with us this morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly. Morning. I'm very well, mate. How are you? It's good to see you. I haven't seen you in ages.
Yeah, it's been a bit, haven't it?
Yeah.
You're looking well.
As are you, sir.
You're getting taller by the day.
You've got that Paul Rudd thing where every time I see you, you look exactly the same.
My missus fancies Paul Rudd, so that's a good thing.
Oh, really? There we go.
And my boy, he's got all the Ant-Men things now, so she can pull his head on and off when she feels like it. So, I don't know what that means.
Well, yeah. If that's a euphemism, I'm not sure.
You can take the mask off or the mask on, you know what I'm saying? So. Anyway, we won't go there.
Bit late. We've been,
and we've come back again.
Right.
It's been a weird way.
Well, thank you for getting out of bed nice and early this morning.
Always,
I know it's a busy day today. So the new album's out. It's the 13th album. How does that come about? So it's album number 13.
Yeah.
Because you don't hang about. Do you go, right, we're doing a new album, is it a team decision, or do the other band members look at you and go, Kelly, have a day off, mate?
It just kind of falls into place, really. Like, last year I did like a little solo record, and then Far From Saints was the year before that.
Mm.
So we didn't do anything since 2022, I think it was, each year, which was just after the pandemic. You know, it's like you go on the road, you write a few songs before you know it, there's a bunch of them. You come home, what are we going to do? I don't know, should we record them? And that's pretty much how it's been for the last 3 years. That's kind of the routine, really.
Well, it's a very successful formula.
It is.
Yeah.
It's worked well.
Did they ignore your calls for a bit? They're like, I know what this is going to be. He's written some songs.
He's done his writing again.
Yeah.
We're going
to
be in.
They're all right. I think they're happy to get out of their hometown, to be honest.
Well, it's beautiful. So I've listened to it a couple of times this morning, and I absolutely love it. Mm. We've played a couple of tracks off the album already. Do you know what I like about it as well? We were saying this earlier.
Yeah.
8 tracks, half an hour long.
Great.
Because so often I hear an album where I go, this album is great.
Yeah.
It's 15 minutes too long because I don't know why, whether it's the record label or the band think we need to do more.
It's true. It's like, I mean, when we did Uchiha after the pandemic, we did put a bunch more on there than we normally would, probably because the world stopped for a while and we just had loads of stuff. We just thought, we'll just come back with a celebration and just chuck loads of stuff on it.
Mm.
But, you know, in hindsight, you look at it and you go, it's like, as you say, it's 15 minutes. People haven't got the time.
Yeah.
And when I did do that solo record last year and I did 8 songs, I learned quite a lot from just having, especially on a vinyl, you go 4 side. Well, I used to listen to Black Sabbath and Zeppelin records. There's 7 songs in them.
Yeah.
You know, so it's about kind of making it as precise and compact as you can, I think, because people just want to put it on when it gets to the end. Hopefully they want to put it on again. But if they just linger on and on and on, I can't be doing all that.
I think you're right.
13. I haven't got enough to ruin the set list for anymore.
That's true. 13 albums. Do you think like that when you're structuring a set list, do you go, oh, we haven't had a track from this album, we need to do more from that? We need to do a bit from every album, right?
Well, we weren't going to do a new album. I was asked by Universal to possibly do a second greatest hits thing, because the last one was in 2008 and it's been a load of songs since 2008. So I wrote 2 songs. I wrote Make It On Your Own and There's Always Going to Be Something. I thought it was done. And then they said, well, maybe you should be a studio record. These songs are really good. And then it just continued. And so it ends up becoming a studio record. But the initial plan, thinking back, actually, it wasn't intended.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, it's great. It's out now. It literally came out today. So you can, however you consume albums this day and age, it's available right now. Now, your voice sounds fantastic on it.
Oh, thank you.
You're one of the lucky singers, I always think, because there are some singers whose voice lends itself to, it doesn't get worse as they get a bit older. So I think some people it really suits you look like Johnny Cash or Rod Stewart or Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
And then some people, Bob Dylan, the older they get, the more it sounds like they're being strangled.
Like Tom Waits.
Tom Waits. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Weller's voice has got richer and warmer as well. I don't know what it is, really. I guess I think when you do, for me personally, anyway, on our first few records, it was just all about volume and trying to take the back wall of the venue off, and you just, everything's on 11.
Mm.
And then you find different parts of your voice by different kind of styles of writing songs. Mm. And then you go, oh, I didn't realise I could do that kind of vibe of it.
Mm.
And then you just incorporate it all into the records and they become a bit of a compilation as it goes along. So you've got different ways of doing it, you know?
That's a good point, actually. I think about that from your first album. Because there must have been a point where you must have felt a little bit more isolated. You're going, we're not really drowning my voice out with the big drums and guitar anymore. So people are really hearing me sing.
But when you're a kid and you're in a bar, you don't want people to leave the bar. So you're just kind of trying to be as big as you can. And the three of us, the way Stewart played drums, Richard hit all the strings on a bass. And just, you know, the volume of what the band was trying to put across was quite powerful. So
And that's just because you didn't want anybody to leave the pub.
That makes sense, though. That's true. And then I guess you earn the respect of your audience. Yeah. They're going to go with you no matter what.
Yeah, you do a Nirvana cover, you slip one of your own, and then you do a Jam cover, then you slip one of your own. And then yeah, just try to keep them in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like that's radio station, really.
It's great. It's, yeah, it's pretty much it.
It's true.
Pretty much it. One for them, one for us. That's what I like to think on this show. I do one link that I find funny, and then one that nobody finds funny.
At least you got it home.
Exactly. It's all about balance, actually.
It really is.
It's nice to balance it out.
Forgive me, because I've only heard the album a couple of times. It's the song with October in the title. I've forgotten it.
Colours of October.
Which is, now that's beautiful, but that really is, that's your voice in the spotlight there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved all the old soul stuff, like Benny King and Bill Withers and all that kind of stuff. So when you write songs like that, it kind of lends itself to those old classic kind of string arrangements and stuff. With Fiona Bryce does those with me. She does a lot of stuff with Elbow and Placebo and bands like that. But yeah, I know, I've always been brought up. My old man was listening to soul stuff. My brothers were listening to Dylan and Neil Young and classic, you know, rock and roll and stuff like that. So I was always surrounded by a lot of older people listening to music, and I was the little kid in the pub, really, just trying to pick up all the information as much as I could.
Yeah, well, it's great. I love that song. First time I heard it, I thought this is absolutely beautiful. Now, I'm not a doctor, but a mutual friend of ours, Ben, directed the documentary about, I'm going to say, your throat thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which, thankfully, you fully recovered from.
I spoke to Ben this morning.
Oh, did you? Oh, I love Ben. He's a lovely, lovely chap. Have you noticed any difference? Because in the documentary, obviously, you cure it, but have you noticed any difference
it's
at all?
It's better since then, weirdly, because I actually put the work in to do the rehab and all that. I never had singing lessons or anything as a kid. In fact, I did my first gig like I was 12 in a band. There was other kids in the band that were singing, and I kept getting pushed forward to be the singer because my old man was a singer.
Hmm.
I never wanted to be the singer. I was happy just being in the back with the guitar. And as years went on, I became more and more in the front of all these different bands I was in as a kid. But I never really took it that seriously. And then I think I'd been listening to some Chris Cornell records, and one day I just went for this Temple of the Dog song, and I thought, what's that? I thought, all right, I'll be the singer.
Yeah.
So I went forward. But when Ben was doing that doc, he was just filming me for something else. And he overheard me talking to one of the guys in the management. And he said, what did you just say? What have you been going through? I said, oh, no, it's nothing. I don't want to make all that in the film. And he goes, have you got footage of all that stuff? And I said, yeah, I had to, because I had to send it to this guy who was giving me vocal exercises. So I had all this stuff, and he was like, oh, I'll have that. And then he made the whole film about that recovery process.
So what was the original diagnosis for that?
It was called a one-off trauma polyp on my vocal cords.
Right. Great name for a heavy metal band.
Yeah. I was about to say trauma polyps also.
Which was weird because he said, this is probably not from singing.
Right.
And I had a recall where I went to the gym one day and I had a really crap day and I left my keys in the house and I let out a massive in the car, right?
Yeah.
One of them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what did it.
Really?
Because get it in the football.
Right, okay.
The football and stuff like that, yeah. But as a singer, you can leave it, but then it starts affecting you.
Right.
Or they cut it off. So the one person I thought, I know who I can talk to, but this is Tom Jones.
Yes.
So I called Tom Jones. And
that's a nice option to have. Whenever I'm going through stuff.
Yeah.
So I called Tom. So
hi, Tom. Trauma polyp. Have you got Tom 5 minutes?
Jones, and he said, oh, don't talk to me about those, he said. He said, just before I made that song, Kiss, he said, I was struggling with my range, and I went to see the doctor. He said he had a look. He said he was like a mountain range in age. He had polyps all over it. So he said, just make sure they use a knife, not a laser.
Oh.
So what do you mean? He said, because Julie Andrews had a laser, and when they used the laser, after the heat contraction, the vocal cords separate, and she never was able to sing properly again.
Oh, really?
So with a knife, they sliced it off. So when I went to see the surgeon, I said, are you using a knife or a laser? He goes, no, using a knife. So I said, the Tom said, he's all right, he's using a knife. He goes, all right. He said, you go ahead with it.
That's amazing. That's so good. Oh. I love that. Well, the new album, Make 'em Laugh, Make 'em Cry, Make 'em Wait, is out today. They're doing some UK shows as well. They're going everywhere. And we have got tickets to give away to those shows. Now, Kelly, can I just apologise in advance that you are going to witness Dominic Byrne on a children's keyboard, which cost, we think,
£8.99. Yeah, no, £7.99, it was £8.
Oh, £8, yeah, I'm so sorry, I did it, I gave it too much praise.
Too much praise.
Attempting one of your songs in just a few moments' time.
Probably won't be much worse than me on that, mate.
Kelly Jones is with us until 9 o'clock this morning, and yes, we have got Stereophonics tickets to give away.
Radio X.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. Less to think about with keyless entry.
curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our May draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 30th of April. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
White, true white, pure brilliant. What's the best
white? Our Dulux decorator centre team will help you find the